Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has urged Union Home Minister Amit Shah to urgently review the reimposition of the Protected Area Permit PAP regime in the state. In a recent letter, Mr. Rio said that the renewed PAP restrictions, which was reimposed from 17th December 2024 for Nagaland, Manipur and Mizoram over security concerns, are unnecessary for Nagaland and could harm its growing tourism sector. He said, unlike Manipur and Mizoram, Nagaland has remained peaceful with no security issues or refugee influx along the India-Myanmar border. The chief minister warned that PAP restrictions could adversely affect foreign tourist arrivals, especially ahead of the Hornbill Festival in December. He highlighted that the state cabinet had discussed the issue multiple times and repeatedly written to the Ministry of Home Affairs since January 2025 requesting to restore the earlier PAP relaxations, noting that various organizations from the tourism and education sectors as well as civil society groups have also raised concerns. Mr. Rio appealed for new relaxed PAP guidelines for Nagaland, assuring that the state will maintain strict security protocols to ensure tourism growth does not compromise national security. The crop loss due to wild animal attacks and paddy inundation will now be covered under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said states will notify the list of wild animals responsible for crop damage and identify vulnerable districts or insurance units based on historical data. It said that farmers will be required to report losses within 72 hours using the crop insurance app by uploading geotagged photographs. The decision will be rolled out from Kharif 2026. More from our correspondent.
The decision has been taken in response to long-standing requests from several states and is aimed at strengthening protection for farmers against sudden, localized and severe crop damage. The modalities have been prepared in accordance with Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana operational guidelines. This coverage is expected to significantly benefit farmers in states with high human wildlife conflict like Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, as well as the Himalayan and northeastern states. With Dipendra Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak has stressed the importance of promoting local products to build self-reliant communities. Speaking at the Atmanirbhar Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan program in Tizit yesterday, he said local goods reflect a community's culture and skills while preserving its identity. He added that this empowers farmers, artisans and entrepreneurs, boosting the economy and reducing external dependency. Mr. Paiwang urged households, markets and institutions to prioritize local goods to drive the nation toward a more self-sufficient and compassionate India. Nagaland has named Switzerland and Ireland as country partners for the Hornbill Festival 2025, marking a significant milestone in the festival's growth into a global cultural event. Switzerland's partnership was confirmed after a meeting between Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Swiss Ambassador Maya Tissafi in New Delhi yesterday. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Rio also met with Irish Ambassador Kevin Kelly to announce Ireland as a country partner. This partnership will bring investment roundtables, music and art showcases, and a dialogue series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 21st installment of the PM Kisan scheme today. With this installment, direct transfers under the scheme have crossed 3,70,000 crore rupees, benefiting over 11 crore farmer families across the country. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the day will be marked as Pradhan Mantri Utsav Diwas.
9 करोड़ किसानों के खाते में 18,000 करोड़ रुपए की राशि अंतरित की जाएगी। इस अवसर पर प्रधानमंत्री जी आपको संबोधित भी करेंगे और ये दिन प्रधानमंत्री किसान उत्सव दिवस के रूप में मनाया जाए। मेरी आपसे अपील है, प्रधानमंत्री जी को सुनने और राशि के अंतरण को प्रत्यक्ष रूप से देखने आप प्रत्यक्ष रूप से जरूर जुड़िए। अन्नदाताओं के सम्मान का है दिन, आइए इस उत्सव में आप भी भाग लीजिए।
The government has launched Yuva AI for All, a free national course for understanding artificial intelligence under the India AI mission. The Ministry of Electronics and IT informed that the 4.5-hour self-paced national course is aimed at making AI accessible and understandable to every Indian. The course consists of 6 short modules and is available on platforms including Future Skills Prime, iGOT Karma Yogi, and several popular ed tech portals. The ministry added, learners will receive an official Government of India certificate on completion. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.